This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has been taken to the hospital after suffering a health problem following his arrival for the Group of 20 summit in Bali. Indonesian authorities said on Monday, three Indonesian government and medical officials told the Associated Press that the Russian diplomat was being treated on the resort island. All declined to be identified as they were not authorized to discuss that matter publicly. Two of the people said Lavrov was being treated for a heart condition. Officials at the Russian embassy could not immediately be reached for comment. Turkey's interior minister blamed Kurdish militants on Monday for a blast that killed at least six people in Istanbul's main shopping street and said police had detained 22 suspects, including the person who had planted the bomb. They also said that the order for the attack on Istanbul's avenue was given in Kobani, a city in northern Syria. Istanbul has been targeted in the past by Kurdish Islamist and leftist militants. An offshoot of the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed twin bombings outside an Istanbul soccer stadium in December of 2016 that killed 38 people and wounded 155. Ankara says the YPG, which Washington has supported in Syria, is a wing of the PKK. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that investigators had uncovered more than 400 Russian war crimes and found the bodies of both servicemen and civilians in areas of Kherson region freed from Russian occupation. He said stabilization and the restoration of law had been established in 226 settlements affecting more than 100,000 residents. This is VOA News. What do the leaders of the world's two largest economies want from one another? AP's Karen Chamas explores what U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping are planning to push for when they meet this week.
President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are due to meet in person for the first time since Biden became president at the G20 summit in Bali. The highly anticipated meeting will enable both leaders to figure out how to manage a relationship that the U.S. has determined poses the biggest economic and military threat. Speaking to reporters at the ASEAN summit in Cambodia, Biden said he wanted to know where Xi stands.
I know Xi Jinping. I've spent more time than any other world leader. I know him well. He knows me. There's no, we have very little misunderstanding. We just got to figure out where the red lines are, what are the most important things to each of us.
Biden will most likely want to discuss China's economic practices, as well as the delicate topic of Taiwan and China's stance on Russia's war in Ukraine. Xi has yet to give a wish list for talks with Biden, but Beijing wants U.S. action on trade and Taiwan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The latest on COP27, the United Nations Climate Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, more than two dozen climate activists protested to pressure industrialized nations to pay for the destruction caused by climate change in the most vulnerable nations. That protest Monday came as the United Nations Climate Conference enters into its second and final week in Egypt's seaside resort. The protesters were seen dancing and chanting inside the conference blue zone, a UN territory. U.S. President Joe Biden said the leaders of Japan and South Korea are now vowing a unified and coordinated response to North Korea's threatening nuclear and ballistic missiles program. The three leaders met Sunday in Cambodia. Biden says their partnership is more important than ever, with North Korea stepping up provocations. The U.S. president also planned to seek input from Japan and South Korea on how to manage China's assertive posture in the region. With control of the U.S. House still hanging in the balance, the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, is staying mum on her future plans, but she says congressional colleagues are urging her to seek another term as Democratic leader following a strong showing in the midterm elections. Appearing in Sunday news shows, Pelosi said Democrats are still alive in their fight to win the chamber, that she will make a decision on whether to run for House leadership in the next couple of weeks. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.